الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يأتي المسيح من قبل المشرق همته المدينة حتى ينزل دبر أحد، ثم تصرف الملائكة وجهه قبل الشام وهنالك يهلك. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يدخل المدينة المسيح ولا الطاعون. لفظ البخاري. والمراد بالمسيح هنا هو الدجال، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In the last session of Darsi Hadith, a detailed analysis was given with regards to the coming of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Without a doubt, the coming of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala is guaranteed. Though we may not have the specific dates with regard to the birth of Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, but as far as his coming, his arrival to this world, it is something that is inevitable, without a doubt, guaranteed, with assurity. It is part of Iman to believe in the coming of Hazrat Imam Mahdi, and also in the coming of, in fact, the second coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. It is part of Iman. It is the prophecy that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made in his time. The mention of Imam Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is found in every, basically all the major kutub books of hadith. Only people like Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and those who have nothing to do with Islam will want to reject the coming of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala and the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. A hadith reported by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, just to show you the emphasis that is in the hadith with regard to the coming of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that even if there was only one day remaining before the day of Qiyamah, and a bil farz mahal, take for an example, even if there was only one day remaining before the day of Qiyamah, even then Allah will send someone from my family who will come in this world and fill the world up with haqq, with the truth and justice. Like how the world was filled up with zulm and atrocity before the coming of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. From the hadith, we are not to take the literal meaning that he will come just before one day, no. As sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just showing us that his coming is guaranteed. There is no doubt. Only a hypocrite, only a munafiq will have doubt with regards to the status of Hazrat Imam Muhammad Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Another hadith which is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that the day of Qiyamah will not come. The day of Qiyamah will not come until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends one member of my family. The muhaddithin say that that one member of the family is referred to as Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that he will rule, his leadership will be for approximately 7 years. In the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, 7 years is mentioned. His leadership will be for 7 years. The translation of the hadith is that he will compel the people at that time, the believers, to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will enforce, he will implement the sharia literally, as exactly mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every part of that city that will be conquered, Allahu Akbar, it is said that Imam al-Mahdi will enforce sharia. Subhanallah. Just like when people, subhanallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you by your intention. By your intention. Intention is a great matter. That is the difference between a mu'min and someone who is not a mu'min, غير مسلم. That is why one hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact rather Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she interjected in the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a group of people, an azab came to them and everyone in that area died. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to the effect that, O Prophet of Allah, in that group, in that community, they were also good people. Even good people, though they were only a minority, majority of them may not be good, but they were good people. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُمْ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَىٰ نِيَّاتِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them in accordance to their intentions. So when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, you know, it's not pick and choose. That's all. This has happened, this has happened, this has happened. Yes, you know, sometimes the miracles are witnessed that everything in the surroundings has collapsed except for one masjid. That is again something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we read in the newspaper, someone gave me an article that in one of the land meets, it said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then we have the tomatoes and all the fruits in which the name of Allah is written. Allahu Akbar. Again, these are some of the signs, but the greatest sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran. There is nothing bigger than the Quran. Nothing. Subhanallah. The Quran is the living miracle. The Quran is the greatest mu'jiza. The Quran is more powerful than even when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his auspicious fingers, he split the moon. That splitting of the moon cannot be compared with the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah, which is the Quran. The miracle which the companions saw, the gushing of water from the auspicious fingers of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, without a doubt, an incredible miracle. But perhaps, subhanallah, when you compare that to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran takes precedence over all, the greatest miracle, without a doubt. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, the day of Qiyamah will not come until, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam hadith, until one member of my family comes and he will fill this dunya with haq, with justice, he will rule with justice and he will enforce the sharia, he will compel every individual to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how powerful Imam al-Mahdi, Imam Muhammad Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an will be. As an individual, he will make all the difference. One individual makes all the difference. Allahu Akbar. Without a doubt, one Imam al-Mahdi, he will change, he will revolutionize the politics that are in existence today. He will revolutionize everything. It will be Ahle Iman versus Ahle Kufr. There will be no ikhtilaf in accepting Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. His status will be so powerful. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah will protect him. Allah will protect him. He will be muttaqi, he will be, and his physique, he will be absolutely beautiful. Anyone who sees him will want to get close to him. As mentioned earlier on, he looks like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the character will be based on the hadith, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great wisdom will be given to Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that he is my son Mahdi. He will even take out the hidden treasures of the world. The hidden treasures of the world. Hazur alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, when he comes, he will be wearing a qitwani jabba. Qitwani jabba. Qitwani jabba would mean like a long coat. Like a long coat. He will be wearing a qitwani jabba, a very, very powerful individual. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he will conquer every city, every country that belongs to the kuffar, and will make it an Islamic country. Every city he will conquer. This is Allahu Akbar, the mission that he will come with, as mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also talks about his age, the lifespan that is given to Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. We have three quotes with regards to his age. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that his age will be, when he exits the world, 45, in another hadith 47, and in one hadith at his demise he will be 49 years of age. Whatever the age, he will only expose his identity at the age of 40. A very humble person. In fact, he will want to run away from the people of Madinatul Munawwara at that time, when a great Khalifa, a good pious person who will pass away at that time, he will know that the people will want to elect him, and for that he will go to Makkatul Mukarramah. The first people to recognize him will be the Kutub and the Abdal and the Awliyaullah. They will be the first people to recognize him. His age, 45, 47 or 49, a lot of the ulama have said that his age will be, at the time of his death, will be 47. People like Mufti Yusuf Ludhianvi, rahmatullah alayhi, have preferred one of the calls as mentioned. But all knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we must remember is that it is not the 5 years that we spent. It is not the 7 years that we spend. It is not the 9 years. 5 years passes very, very quickly with us. 7 years goes away very quickly. 9 years goes very quickly. When you ask someone, have you performed Hajj? And they will say, yeah, yes, I have. Do you remember how you performed your Hajj? You say, very clearly. When did you do it? Oh, 10 years ago. And then you say, oh. That's how you can get. That is the only time you will realize. 10 years have passed. And that is how the days go, so quickly. This is the sign of Qiyamah. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one of the signs of Qiyamah, Barakah, will be taken out of time, but not with Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Are you listening to that, Mustafa? Not with Imam al-Mahdi. Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, every second of Imam al-Mahdi's life will be full of Barakah. Every second. Allahu Akbar. He will change the face of this earth in 5 years, in 7 years. If technology can change everything, if technology can change everything, if technology can make a difference to our living, if beautiful cars, beautiful houses, beautiful buildings, beautiful planes, the luxury that is surrounding us makes a difference to our living, then what about that who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Khalifa? Very, very important that our aqeedah, we have to be firm and strong. He will be a Khalifa, he will be the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will be the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will make all the difference to society. 5 years, 7 years or 9 years, great Baraka will be with him. He will change everything. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he will conquer and he will give everything to the Muslims. He will conquer, he will create that platform Imam Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam to come. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that there will be so much barakah that every city that Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala conquers, the rahmat will come, rain will fall in the form of rahmat, not in the form of azab. Every city. Harvest at that time will be plentiful. So much money will be with the believers at that time, the Muslimin, who will side with Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Imam Mahdi will distribute money without showing any form of partiality. He will give anyone who comes, anyone who comes, anyone who comes. That is the money that will be given to the believers at that time. That is why even today, if the believers, if the Muslimin follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's promise is there, my respected brothers. Islam is not there to isolate you, to make you a monk, to make life difficult for you. That is not Islam. Islam is rahmat. If Islam gives a woman the order to cover her face or to cover herself when she goes out, that is rahmat. That is value that Islam is giving that individual. Subhanallah. Every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not punishment. Respected brothers, punishment will be in the hereafter. What is this life? Mere 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. The promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. For those who make kufr with Allah, for those who are mushkeen, for them is Jahannam. All the time. No way out. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The worst of community is أهل كفر. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. For those who are believers and for those who do good actions, for them is Jannah. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Allahu Akbar. One cannot even imagine Jannah. One can't even imagine Jannah. When we are traveling, we see good houses, good buildings. Subhanallah. We have to say Subhanallah. That is the tasbih given to us. When we see something that is good and beautiful, we have to say Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Ya Allah, you have not created anything without a purpose. Even if this construction is done by human beings, the aql, the intelligence comes by you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Subhanahu wa Allah, your zaat is bark. Your zaat is Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala will come, plenty of rain, so much money, so much money. Subhanallah, the level of Iman and Taqwa at that time will be very, very high. Very, very high. The lofty status of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will not want to perform salat behind anyone except for Imam Mahdi. He will not perform namaz behind anyone except for Imam Mahdi. Like the companions, if Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was not there, if he was on safar, the companions would only prefer to pray behind Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Islam follows the pattern of taqwa. Islam follows the pattern of taqwa. The companions knew no one was more muttaqi than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. All were muttaqoon, muttaqeen. But the level of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was extremely high. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam once making khutbah in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was describing the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara to the companions, to the Madani people that were there at that time. He said to the companions, the nature of Madinatul Munawwara, har cheez ki ek fitrat hoti hai, everything has a temperament. Some take things very calmly, very patient. Some are not as patient. Everything has a nature. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the hadith, the nature of Madinatul Munawwara is that it throws away, it takes out pollution. That is the translation for the Arabic word. But the meaning of the hadith is that anyone who has a very low degree of Iman, they will not want to reside in Madinatul Munawwara. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, like how the burning of the furnace removes rust from iron, that is how the city of Madinatul Munawwara will throw out all the hypocrites, will throw out all the fusaq, all the fajr people, all those whose level of Iman is, Allahu Akbar, very little, very weak. Madinatul Munawwara throws it out. One hadith comes to the mind of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Mu'ajamul Buldan, this hadith is mentioned there. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man istata'a minkum an yamuta fil Madina. Any one of you who has the power to breathe his last in Madinatul Munawwara. فَلْيَفْعَلْ And he should take that opportunity. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ مَاتَ بِهَا Anyone who dies in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, كُنْتُ لَهُ شَهِيدًا أَوْ شَفِيعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ I will intercede for that individual who dies, who passes away in my city in Madinatul Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't say give us the tawfiq, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us, subhanallah, with death in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Great, great fazilah these days. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, the great Buzruq Faqih, he says that he just in Jannatul Baqi itself, 10,000 companions are rescued. All the wives of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, all the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, that she is there in Jannatul Mu'alla, in Makkatul Mukarrama. All the Badriyin companions, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala, Ahl al-Bayt, all the companions, the Muhajirun and the Ansar, 10,000 is what Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala says. Our companions buried in Jannatul Baqi, 10,000. SubhanAllah. The name itself, Jannat al Baqi. Anyone who is buried in Jannatul Baqi, SubhanAllah, that is great honor given to that individual. On one occasion, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, like how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam set the boundaries for Makkatul Mukarrama and he sanctified the area around Makkatul Mukarrama. I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am setting the boundaries of Madinatul Munawwara and am sanctifying the area of Madinatul Munawwara. That is why it is known as Haram, Al-Haram al-Sharifayn, Haramayn al-Sharifayn. That is why if Makkatul Mukarrama is haram, even Madinatul Munawwara is haram. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, whilst he was with a group of companions, he said to the companions, do you see Al-Baqi'ul Gharkat, referring to Jannatul Baqi in front? The companions stayed quiet. They knew that Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to say something. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that just in Jannatul Baqi on the day of Qiyamah, 70,000 people who will be awakened from Jannatul Baqi, from that Qabristan, will have faces that will be shining like the full moon. 70,000. One prophecy for those who are resting in Jannatul Baqi. Allah kare meri aapki maut ho haan. SubhanAllah. 70,000. Their faces will be shining like the full moon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will enter Jannat without any hisab or kitab, without any form of interrogation or questioning. They will have, Allahu Akbar, access to Jannat. 70,000. Subhanallah. Ashari Mubashara, the 10 companions for whom glad tidings of Jannat was given in one majlis, are also resting in Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. Great. City, a city which is basically Jannat, for the believers. The protective city. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala and takes an oath. He says, Wallahi Lazim, since the arrival of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the city of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of Madinatul Munawwara is full of angels. The angels have not occupied an area. Allahu Akbar. Every area in Madinatul Munawwara is occupied. The rooftops, the streets, full of angels. I do remember quoting one hadith to you when I was talking to you about the shan of malaika, the angels. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dajjal, when he comes, the greatest magician. What is submarine and the speed that the plane has and the rockets and the missiles? Nothing. Nothing to Dajjal. It is like toys, like how children play with toys. Nothing compared to Dajjal. Dajjal will be a magician. He will point out to the clouds. He say, look at the clouds. It will rain and it will start to rain. That is the jadu. And that is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. He will go and visit every city in the world. Even New York, Washington, South America, Brazil, and Argentina, every city will be visited. Russia, Australia, ocean is for us. Oh, how will he cross the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and that ocean, and this ocean, and the English Channel? That is not for Mahdi. That is not for Dajjal. And Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala also will have that power. He will be there also, standing in front, creating that platform. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his intention will be to enter Madinatul Munawwara. The hadith which I read to you in the khutbah, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يأتي المسيح من قبل المشرك همته المدينة حتى ينزل دبر أحد. Dajjal will try to enter Madinatul Munawwara from the eastern side of the city until he reaches the back portion of Uhud. Uhud is in Madinatul Munawwara, the mountain of Uhud. Again, even that mountain is the mountain of Jannah. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised that mountain, Jabalun Uhudun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. This mountain of Uhud is a mountain that loves Muhammad al-Mustafa, and Muhammad al-Mustafa has the love for this mountain. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ Abu sallam has said that this mountain on the day of Qiyamah will be located on the gates of Jannah. The gates of Jannah. It will be part of Jannah, Jabal Uhud. So he will come as far as Jabal Uhud from the eastern side, trying to enter Madinatul Munawwara. The Dajjal at that time will say to his followers, he will say, do you see that mosque over there? Hara Masjidu Ahmad. That is the Masjid of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will want to enter the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Summa tasrifu al-malaikatu wajhahu qibal al-sham. The angels will be there. The angels are more powerful than Dajjal. But it has not been destined for the angels to kill Dajjal. He is only reserved. He is reserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The malaika will turn the face of Dajjal towards Sham. Sham, or this Middle Eastern area, Syria, Bayt al-Muqaddas, where today we have Jerusalem, Israel, all that area is Sham. وَهُنَالِكَ يَهَلِكُ. And that is the place where Dajjal will die. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْمَدِينَةَ الْمَسِيحُ وَلَا التَّاعُونَ. In the city of Madinatul Munawwara, two things don't enter. Masih al-Dajjal and no plague. No plague. In the hadith, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam has mentioned, الْمَدِينَةُ وَمَكَّةُ مَحْفُوفَتَانِ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ. Madina and Makkatu al-Mukarrama are full of angels. عَلَى كُلِّ نَقَبٍ مِّنْهَا مَلَكٌ. At every opening to the city, there is an angel. لا يدخلها الدجال ولا الطاعون. an angel is there prohibiting Dajjal to enter Makkah Mukarrama and also Madinatul Munawwara, and no plague will enter the two cities, Makkah Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. This is the fazilat given with regards to the beautiful city of Hazrat Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwara. Just imagine the city that has been chosen for the resting place for Hazrat Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going back to the hadith to Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making a khutbah and he said, Madinatul Munawwara is a city will throw out the hypocrites, the munafiqeen from the city at that time. Some of the companions said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, where will be the pure Arabs at that time? Arab can there be kismet? Where will the pure Arabs be at that time? Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his majlis said, at that time the Arabs will be with the Khalifa in Baytul Muqaddas. The Muhaddithun have mentioned that Khalifa is referred here to Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. And our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith has said, it will be time of Fajr when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will descend from the heavens on the wings of two angels. And he will come down, the platform for him to land will be the white minaret of the Jamia Masjid. The minaret that is facing towards the eastern side of Dimashq, the Jamia Masjid. And that white minaret is still there today. And that is where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam could come down straight to the masjid. The ulama have mentioned that is to show everyone at that time clearly on the top that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was not crucified, he was not killed. And as Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam's words, pure words, the prediction that he made, precise prediction, subhanallah, he will come down from the minara. Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala and will arrange a ladder for him to come down. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will come down. It is said that Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala being humble, he will go back. A hadith which is mentioned here. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this in Haqim, and this is a sahih riwayat. A riwayat which is also mentioned in Durrul Manthur. When Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala and comes down, it will be Fajr time. And the Azan will be finished, completed. It will be time for Salat. Hazrat Imam Mahdi, recognizing Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will push him forward to the Musalla. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will go back and Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will announce at that time that you are the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has honored you. Allah has honored you. And he will hold the hands of the Imam al-Mahdi and push him in front. And Imam al-Mahdi will be the Imam of the Fajr that will be led at that time. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will be a muqtadi. That is why the masla of khatm al-nubuwwah is very, very important. That is why Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam did not become the imam to show the world at that time, the very first act, that it is not jais for a nabi to become a muqtadi, but he will not come as a nabi, he will come as an ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an will lead the salah. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned here in the hadith, sahih hadith, لا يهبطن ابن مريم حكما عدلا واماما مقسطا ولا يسلكن فجا حاجا او معتمرا. صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that with assurity ابن مريم will descend from the heaven, he will rule justly, he will be a just imam, اماما مقسطا ولا يسلكن فجا حاجا معتمرا. حضرت عيسى عليه الصلاه والسلام will also put on the ihram and he will also perform Hajj. What year will he perform Hajj? That nobody knows. Otherwise, everyone would want to go. That is one of the hikmah. Allah has not given dates to anyone. That is why there is no date of death. There is only date of birth, but no date of death. If we had date of death, we'd probably die before that date with fear. Buzrug, this king, was very, very fat. Very fat. He went to every single individual for treatment. King. There was this one Buzrug who knew that this king is suffering. And the king also knew that he was a Buzrug. He said to the king said to the Buzrug that, if you can give me some wazifa and something to pray, maybe I can lose my weight. A lot of people are conscious of their weight, especially women. They go on diet and then they become so skinny, they don't even realize that they have become skinny, and it could be dangerous to their health. Allah has blessed you that the greatest exercise is salah. Perform your exercise 5 times a day, inshaAllah ta'ala, and you will see the nur that takes place and which will be visible. So the Buzrug said to him, I will give you an answer after a few days. After a few days, to cut things short, he said to that king, it's no use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows me everything in my dream. Last night I saw a dream that after 40 days you are going to die. So what is the use of cheating? After 40 days you are going to die. So what is the use to treat you? 40 days ke baad to tumhe jana hai. And the king is saying, really? After 40 days, kaput? Gone? Gone? No. Incredible. The world is so incredible. So incredible. Some of the predictions, some of the hearsay people talk about, they don't even realize it. Today, England won the football match, and that's it everywhere. I was going home and my radio was on, switched on, and one of the commentators said, I think Jesus was with Beckham when he took that penalty. Can you imagine? And this is the world that we live in. Allahu Akbar. Anyone can become anything in this country. Anyone. Literally. Jo nanga ghume cricket pitch mein nanga aa jaye to uska front page mein newspaper ke front page mein aa jaye. This is the person. The more you become Allahu Akbar, like the character of animals. Ab itne bade paighambar Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest achievement in this world is to die. So that young man, the Buzrug, said to the king that after 40 days you are going to go. The king says, okay, fine, now I don't need no treatment. He said to the family members, I'm going to do etiquette in one room, and that's it, don't disturb me. No food only once if I need it. Just give me one musalla, give me a Quran, give me a hadith. Just do ibadat for 40 days. All the family members are crying, this and that. His leadership was given to the one next that will take over the country after him. After 40 days, nothing happened to him, still alive. He thought maybe the Buzrug was saying, here enough, 40 days, 45 days went past, 50 days went past, 60 days went past. Now he's a bit restless, what's happening here? When is Mr. Malakul Maut going to come? 60 days, 70 days, and he said to some of the people there that go and find that Buzrug. The Buzrug came. He says, oh Hazrat, aapne to kaha, you said 40 days, that is the deadline you gave me. He says, no, that was the deadline to treat you. That was the deadline to treat you. He said to the king that stand in front of the mirror, and when he stood after 40 days in front of the mirror, he lost all the weight that was there, the fat. He says, you see, the one thing that you did not have was fikr, was worry. And sometimes worrying can burn the fat. The only treatment for you was to fear death, which you did not have. He said, how do I know when you are going to die? Death is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And he got so happy, the treatment was done, and Allahu Akbar. He probably gave a Rolls Royce to that king, to that Buzrug, whatever. Mm-hmm. Allahu Akbar. But that is how the Buzrugani deen work. Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed Hajj and Umrah. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, وَلَيَأْتِيَنَّ قَبْرِي حَتَّى يُسَلِّمَ عَلَيَّ Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will visit Medina to Munawwara. He will stand in front of the Rawza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will make salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala aruddanna alayhi, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, at that time, I will reply to the salams given to me by Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So those people who will be standing with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam at that time will have the opportunity to hear the voice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied back to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the jawab of salamu alaykum salam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and is the narrator of the hadith. Look at the companions, the zeal they had towards committing good actions. He is saying, Ay bani akhi, O my brothers who will come after me and who are listening to the hadith that I have narrated to you. In ra'aytumuhu, that if Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes in your time and if you see him, then faqulu, say to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Huraira yukri'uka salam. Abu Huraira is giving you salam. Subhanallah. This is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, if you just give me a few more minutes. I have just written some points here for us to remember and not to forget the signs of Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala. Some of the quotations that are recorded in the kutubs made by the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ammar, Sahabi, has said, Imam Mahdi will appear at such a time when people will say in disappointment, now from where will Mahdi come? So basically from what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ammar has mentioned here, is that everyone will be waiting for Imam Mahdi. On the tip of every tongue at that time will be Imam Mahdi, Imam Mahdi, Imam Mahdi, subhanAllah. And that is the time we are living. That is one of the signs of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. The other sign is of mentioned here is by Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah. One must remember that though the Sahabi is quoting this, that they have definitely heard this from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the sunnah of the companion. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah has said, one of the signs is that a time will come when Iraq will be deprived of food and money. That is when Imam Mahdi will come. The sanctions imposed on Iraq. Even today, the sanctions are there. One country, Iraq. From food and money, they will be deprived. The companions there will... They said to Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah, why will they be deprived of food and money? Because of the non-Arabs at that time. And then Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah said, the second city that will be deprived of food and money will be Syria. Because of Rumi at that time. Rumi was referred to the Christian. After that, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah remained silent for a bit and said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, during the end of near enough the time of Qiyamah, Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come, who will distribute wealth with both hands without counting. Something here is missing. I think one of the madrasa children of one of something here. So will come and will distribute wealth with both hands without counting. So we see already sanctions imposed on Iran. And the word sanction is going there everywhere, to every Muslim country. The other sign mentioned in the Kutub, in the Kitab of Hadith, is that the first people to recognize Imam al-Mahdi will be the Awliyaullah, the Buzrugani, the saints. They will be the first one. The Kutub and the Abdals will be the first one to make bay'at on the hands of Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Second, as mentioned last week, previous Ramadan, before the coming of Imam al-Mahdi, will have both solar and lunar eclipse. Someone just warned me today when he said, this Ramadan we have both the eclipse. So are you ready? Yes, inshallah, we have to be ready all the time. One must not forget that we already have Noor with us, and that is the Sunnah and the Quran. And this is bonus. When he speaks, sometimes he will strike his hand on his side. He will strike his hand on his side. This is one of the characteristics mentioned in the Kitab for Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. His total lifespan will be 47 years or 49 years of age. The first group to march against him will be an army from Syria. 70 flags under each banner, 12,000 enemies, Bayma, in between Makkah and Medina. The army, when they come to the area of Bayma, the earth will split open and all of them will die. All the kuffar will die, except for two people. This will be the first army to prepare, the first enemy that will want to attack Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, coming from? Is it a surprise? It should not be a surprise. Coming from Syria. The second onslaught, the second attack, again comes from Halab, Syria, city. Halab in Syria. Now with 80 flags, under each flag, a regiment, a group of 12,000 soldiers, under each banner. Victory will be given on the fourth day. On the first day, Imam al-Mahdi will send a group of mujahideen. Every single mujahid will be made shaheed. He will send the second batch on the second day. Every single one will be made shaheed. He will send the third batch on the third day. Every single one will be shaheed. On the fourth day, Imam al-Mahdi will be given a victory. So much so that after that, he will even go as far as conquering Qustuntunia, which is Istanbul today. And in the Kutub it is mentioned that Istanbul, Qustuntunia will not be conquered by weapons but by the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three times takbir, Allahu Akbar, and half of the city will be taken. Allahu Akbar, the other half will be taken. Allahu Akbar, it will all come out. This is the power in Allahu Akbar. This is the power in Allahu Akbar. That is why the companions, when they went, subhanAllah, this na'ara, the chanting was always. Even in azan, subhanAllah, when you're sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi and the Muazzin gives azan, the sweet voice that Allah has given him. You just want to listen to the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Mahdi will conquer Qustuntunia, and the whole of Middle East will be liberated from munafiqeen. All the Muslims will join with Imam al-Mahdi, when the Muslims will be collecting the booty. At that time, when Mali Ghanimat will be taken, the shaitan will whisper in the Muslim camp just to cause problems. At that time in the Muslim camp, he will say, do you know that Dajjal is out and he's troubling your family? Dajjal is out. And this first news will be a false alarm, a rumor. And then slowly after a few days, Dajjal will come out, inshallah. We will continue with this topic next week. Inshallah, we will throw more light on the subject of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and the coming of Dajjal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من سيد ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين